simple actions, which I've been doing for some years now, as a solo improvisation, but recently I updated the piece to kind of plug in my favorite poets. And I've done this now with Chris Mann in Australia, and I feel very privileged that Paul has agreed to do it with me up here in Toronto. It's very nice to be able to travel to a city and invite a poet who you admire to come improvise with you in your computer. We've been working together for a long time now, Paul, right?
Yeah, it's hours. A good hour, anyway.
And it's a duet improvisation, which is rather complicated to explain. One of the upshots of this piece is it's set up so that it's very difficult for me or Paul to predict what the things we do, what effect the things we do will have upon the sound. We can only predict sort of large-scale events. So it's not only an improvisation that we're making it up as we go along. We're making it up as we go along and don't know what's going to happen, most of us. So it's called Simple Actions. I think we're ready.
You want to count it in?
Thank you.
So why go back? Because really there isn't there anything, or even nothing. Not nobody nor anybody, which is frightening. If you want to go back, be frightened, which you don't have to do. Now being then, and just as frightening, just as much needed now to push ahead. Perhaps going ahead, perhaps to nothing or to no place, and not going back there where then nothing is. Then that is stopping. And what if one stops? What if I stop? Is this that? Nothing or what? I am nobody then. If I was then nobody, am I now? Nobody or somebody? If I'm not nobody now and then, or even only then, or everybody never, always everybody, for if I am nobody, then there is room for everybody, and everybody will be me, is me now and then, there, where nothing is, here, where something. Thank you.
Thank you.